Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse with Pastor Rose, and we are
Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will
transform my life.
I'm still trying to, will change my life. We've said it for 30 years. It is in my spirit. Transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name.
Man, old habits are hard to break.
But you know what? It's a good change.
It's a good change.
But we're in transformation mode now.
Transformation is going to be our companion till we get home.
Yeah.
Forever. Man. This is our healing service for October the 29th, 2025. Already. Sunday is November already. This is our healing service. And if you're with us and you need healing in your body, there are three major things we need. Number one is Jesus. Number two, faith in Jesus, and then faith. Amen. So many Christians know the definition of faith, but they don't know how to apply it. We know Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know the definition, but we don't know how to apply it.
No.
In Luke chapter 17, we have the story about the 10 lepers. And in Luke chapter 17, verse 19, Jesus said, your faith in who? Your faith has brought you salvation and healing. These lepers came to Jesus for healing. They came to him for healing, but Jesus said, your faith has brought you salvation and healing. So their faith wasn't in healing, their faith was in Jesus first. This is what they said in Luke 17, 13. Master, won't you have mercy on us and heal us? Master. So they were they had faith in Jesus before they had faith in their healing.
Yeah.
So this leper, was he in faith in Jesus or in his healing?
In Jesus. First.
In Jesus.
Recognize.
How do we know that? Jesus healed 10 lepers. 9 of them didn't come back. So they might have received their healing, but they didn't receive salvation.
Wholeness.
Yeah. This leper came back and he told Jesus, he fell at his feet and he thanked him for it.
Yeah.
He thanked him. And Jesus said, you know, now you have brought salvation. Your faith has brought you salvation. Salvation. We know the definition of faith, but sometimes our symptoms, there's so much. I mean, no one likes to suffer. No one. And these bodies deteriorate every day. So we're going to leave these earth suits. Go ahead, Pastor Rose.
Can I tell you, since last year of October.
Last year, October 2024.
A whole year, people, 2024, and we are at October of 2025. I have suffered my body, and I have stood on my Jesus, my healer. My body would scream with pain. And I would say, Jesus, have mercy on me, have compassion. I would cry. I would feel my body screaming every day, like needles and pins. The sheets were they would be so rough on me. But guess what? It's been a whole year, and finally, the dermatologist gave me some pills and has kicked it out. Radically destroyed it. But who do you think did it? Jesus is the one that gives the ability and the wisdom for them to make pills, right?
You had symptoms for
a whole year, and they screamed,
and your faith wasn't in healing. Your faith was in the healer.
Jesus, my healer.
And you know, we don't know everything, but we know the scripture says, I am the Lord that heals you, Exodus 15:26. So we know that symptoms, sickness, disease, the curse, it does not come from God. So whenever we're attacked by these things, our faith has to be in God, the healer.
Yeah, and some of you probably say, God, a whole year, Pastor, and you're a pastor, and you weren't healed? Yes, I was healed. The healer was in the house. The manifestation hadn't come yet, but that didn't change who I believed and who my healer was. Amen?
Faith celebrates now for what God has provided in the past, and we thank Jesus for what will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
10 months, 10 years, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, she suffered for 12 years. And 12 years.
Yes.
The man at the pool of Bethesda, how many years
over
was he?
Over
30-something years. So.
And the woman that was bent down 18 years.
18 years. So, you know,
everybody's different.
The point of us saying that, 10 years, 12 years, 30 years, the point is you start tonight. You start tonight. Tonight. Do you get it?
Yes.
Faith celebrates in the now. Now faith is the substance. Faith celebrates in the now for what God has provided for us in the past, and we thank Jesus for what will happen in the future. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 2. And you might say, well, I know Jesus is a healer. Yeah, is your faith is in Jesus? Is it your faith in healing or is it in Jesus? It's simple, but the answer, it determines everything, determines the outcome of your healing. Ezekiel 12:2, it says, having eyes to see, but they don't see. Having ears to hear, but they don't hear. You know, you may be listening tonight and saying, well, that's simple. That's so simple, Pastor Jesse, Pastor Rose. I know Jesus is a healer. I know what faith is. Do you know how to apply it? Pastor Rose applied it for a whole year. A whole year, believe me. And when she says she suffered, but she stood her ground. This is what the word says. I'm not moved by
what I feel or what I see.
That's
I'm only moved by the word of God.
John 9:36. Jesus asks you this tonight. Do you believe in the Son of God? Verse 38, John 9:38. Lord, I believe in the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith is in Jesus. He is the healer. Healing is in Jesus. Healing comes from Jesus. So our faith, you know, Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, not in the mustard seed, if you have faith in the Son of Man, in the Son of God. In John 4:29, Jesus is sitting at the well in the middle of the hot day. All the disciples went to go get some lunch in the little village. And here comes a woman at the well. And the Lord revealed, that's another message. But the Lord never asked her a question, and he made 5 or 6 statements. And the Lord revealed to her inspiration, illumination, revelation, and impartation. And that's what the Holy Spirit uses to change our life, to transform our lives. In John chapter 4, verse 29, she goes back to the village and she says, come see the man.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say, come have faith in the man.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, come see the man. God showed me all things of him. So with God, all things are possible. John 14:1, Jesus said, you believe in God, you have faith in God, believe also in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Have faith in God. Our healing service is, our faith is in Jesus, our healer. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, you know, we've given you a lot of scriptures, inspiration, illumination, revelation, and impartation. The Word of God forms beliefs, and those beliefs mixed with faith in Jesus will provide and manifest healing results tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Tonight, our faith for healing is in Jesus. He is our mighty Lord, wonderful Counselor, Master, merciful Savior, and He is our faithful Healer.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll never change. What he already did is sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
We don't have to ask. We don't have to beg for what God thought about in the first place. Amen? Healing is a children's bread. It belongs to us. We don't have to. Believers aren't beggars, and beggars aren't believers.
Mm-mm.
So it's already ours. It's already ours. What you need to do is change your faith from faith. I have faith. You have faith in Jesus, yes, the healer. And it's simple, but sometimes we don't do it because we're moved by symptoms. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says we're moved by faith and not by sight.
We live by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
You know, we messed up from the beginning. And God says, how are we going to get them to come back, to having fellowship, restore them back to... He was willing, God himself, through Jesus Christ, said, you know what, I'll give the ultimate price, my son, to bring them back. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God wants to take care of us. That's how much God has poured himself into us, that all of the Godhead is in us, Christ in us, and us in him. Christ in us, the hope of glory, and everything that we would ever need is in us.
And that is enough. That is enough.
Everything.
To transform our lives. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world. The world conforms us. Amen.
Every day.
It's like, well, I have to see it to believe it. No, the word says we believe it before we see it. Amen. Mm-hmm. So the world transforms us into the world, and the Lord says, renew your minds. Renew your minds. We need faith, but we need faith in Jesus to manifest our healing tonight.
And let me tell you, people, I know this world is getting worse and worse. Things all around us, darkness is all around us. We have enemies all around us all the time. But guess what? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And God will sustain us. God will strengthen us. God himself is in us to provide for us, to protect us, to give us his wisdom. And the only thing that we have is his word. And the word is the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. It will never go away.
Never.
It can never be destroyed. It goes forth. He sent his word and healed us. Redeemed us. Brought us back. Strengthened us. Upholding us. All that we would ever need is in him. And I sent a scripture to our supporters and to our people that I sent. In us, there's not one good thing. Anything that is good in us is because of God.
Because of God.
His goodness is in us.
His goodness is
running after us. His blessings, his mercy, his compassion, his love.
He's the good.
It's everything. Everything he has done for us and he wants to do for us. And he wants us to be dependent on him more than anything else. For us to rely, cling, and trust onto the Lord God all the time. And we go, well, can't we do anything ourselves? No. Apart from him, everything that we do is no good. But everything that we do in God is good.
Amen.
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 And that's why we're having healing today. Because I know there's people that are probably hurting in their bodies. And they're saying, you know what? I need relief. I need healing. And God, through Jesus Christ, is our healer.
We'll give you one more scripture in the New Testament. 1 Peter 2:24 says, our sins forgiven by Jesus on the cross, and then by his stripes we were healed.
Healed, yes.
So everything Jesus provided when he walked on this earth, all the miracles, they're still in effect. He is still the miracle working God. And when he resurrected, he promised, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I will manifest myself. So Jesus promises us tonight, he's with us. He's here. And what we need to do is put our faith in the healer for our healing. Let me say that. I'm going to say that three times. For your spirit man to get it. Our faith is in Jesus for our healing. Our faith is in Jesus for our healing. Our faith is in Jesus for our healing. One more time. Our faith is in Jesus for our healing. Now let's make it personal three times. My faith is in Jesus for my healing. My faith is in Jesus for my healing. One more time. My faith is in Jesus for my healing. In Jesus' name. Jesus wants to heal you tonight. Amen. He wants to heal you tonight. He wants your body healthy, whole, and healed.
More than you.
In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Can I give him the scripture? He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I were healed. If I were, then I am. Matthew 8:17, how Jesus, the prophet Isaiah said that Jesus bore our sickness so we wouldn't have to bear them. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And don't you know that sickness is an oppression of the devil? He wants to put sickness on us. He is the master of sickness. But Jesus came and delivered us from the oppression of sickness and disease.
Amen.
We are not under the curse anymore.
Amen.
The spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that that person that's been having on their left foot, their toe, has been swelling and is an inflammation on the bottom of their foot, but their toe was the one that was like numbness was on their toe. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands on your foot, on your toe. And in the name of Jesus, we call your toe and foot healed in the name of Jesus, the left one, in the name of Jesus. And then there's a person that's been having trouble with their left by your hip, the left, on your left. You've been having pain, back pain, ligaments, tendons, muscles right now. Arteries, veins, be healed, be made whole. I send God's word, and the word is Jesus our healer. I send it to you right now where you're at right now, having your hand laid on your hip, on the lower hip, on the left, and I call you healed and made whole. Not only healed, but whole in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Pastor Rose just quoted a scripture.
Hallelujah.
It says Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, you know, you may be thinking in your mind, our minds cannot comprehend. We can't analyze. We can't figure out how God does things. But with God, all things are possible. It doesn't matter if it's AIDS. It doesn't matter if it's COVID-19. It doesn't matter if it's cancer. It doesn't matter if it's lupus. It doesn't matter if it's Alzheimer's. Whatever it is, all manner of sickness. Galatians 3:13 says we've been redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Have been redeemed from the curse. Not will be, not might be, not in the future. Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse.
Thank you, Lord.
Just your attitude. Just get straighten your attitude about Jesus is the healer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. We can't work for it. We can't buy it. It's a gift and it's free. All we have to do is believe we receive.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority that you've given us, Father, we send forth the healing manifestation.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
And I call that insomnia right now for that person that hasn't been able to sleep in the name of Jesus. That's nothing but a spirit. And we call your mind calm, your spirit calm, your body calm. And whatever's causing that insomnia, it lines up with God's word right now, and it's strengthened and it's neutralized, and your sleeping habits will be peaceful. For the Lord said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Satan will not control your mind anymore.
In Jesus' name.
The word of God, the anointing, gives the peace of God that passes all understanding to your mind, because the Word of God is filling your mind right now with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of your faith and my faith in
your
Jesus.
Faith in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
Thank you, thank you.
Receive your healing and keep your healing, keep your faith. When you've done everything to stand, stand in your faith in Jesus the healer. Jesus the healer. In Jesus' name.
We release the anointing. Fill the place where they're at, Lord.
Yes.
Fill that room,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
Fill them with your very presence,
right there,
Father,
right
with your
there,
love,
right there,
with
right
your
there.
Peace, Father, with your anointing, with your healing, Father.
The burden removing.
In the name of Jesus.
Burden removing, yoke destroying power
thank
of
you,
the living
Jesus.
God, the
thank
anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank
the
you.
Divine
your presence,
presence
is there.
Your
power is there right there in that very room that they're in, Father. The power of God is present to heal. Heal all. Heal all. They will come to Jesus and say, I take my healing. That's my position.
Amen.
That's my inheritance, and I take it. That's my daily bread. That's my medicine today.
Amen.
In
Amen.
The name of Jesus, I thank you,
thank
and I proclaim that I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank you, Jesus. Jesus, my healer.
Amen.
Jesus, my healer. Jesus, my healer. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You, and next month I'll be with you instead of Brother Andrew. He did this month, and I will be doing next month in November.
Daily bread.
We're right around the corner. Another
daily bread.
Daily bread. Another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and power and His ability. And we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we decree, we declare, we prophesy blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity in your people. We call them doers of the word, not hearers only, Father. Blessed, blessed, highly favored with you and with men. In Jesus' name, Pastor Rhodes, we say,
good night.
Good night. Be
we
blessed.
We love you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.